Okay, I didn't get a tail on that one. I might have timed out just right on the line there. I don't know anything about that at all. You said talking into space, and I was just going, I'm keying up too fast. Usually, I wait for the eye or the tail to beep, you know, before I key the mic there. But okay, good enough. Don't disappear. I don't want you to disappear, even though indeed I don't get on that much. But you know, White Mountain was the first system I ever really had an interest in. You know, you do such a good job. Thank you. You know, it always works real good. And this, I was telling Jimmy, we were chatting about the old days, you know, with the nets and you know, round tables and stuff that used to be, you know, so much fun and stuff like that. I miss that, you know. But we've talked about it before too, you know. But okay, yeah, I won't say anything to anybody. A friend of mine, talk local down here, Mark, N2FM. Not too far away from me, probably about 3 or 5 miles. He just recently set up a 220 repeater. He just came across it somewhere at a ham fest, and he's always dabbling in things like you, not at your level, you know, but he's very knowledgeable. And he just came across it, you know, so I won't say anything to him, but if you decide to get rid of some equipment, you know, let me know. I'll run it past Mark and see if he's interested in a, you know, 440, 70 centimeter setup, which he might be, maybe, you know, who knows. So, okay, with that, going to get out of here. I'm rambling. Good to talk to you. Happy to hear you okay. Good deal on the kids graduating. My daughter is the only one that knows how to drive a stick. Matthew never did learn, you know, but Dana sure did. I had my little Mitsubishi sports car, you know, so Dana learned to drive a stick way back when, and she likes it, you know. KG6GVK, talk to you later. KG7OJX.